It's time to brighten your Disney day with another episode of the Castle to Castle podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Castle to Castle podcast, where we're here to brighten your Disney day. You're on with Ron.
And Emily.
And Kat.
Hey, welcome in, Kat. We appreciate you filling in.
As always.
We, unfortunately, Jen just finished helping out with a major production, so she is unable to make it tonight, but she did a great job of the show, so shout out to Jen for the show.
It was amazing.
It was a great show, so that was really fun to go to, so shout out to that, but she needs a little downtime, and we don't blame her. And, ironically enough,
we have to give her credit.
Yeah, we do. We recorded an episode 3 weeks ago, as we were supposed to, and drop an episode, and unfortunately, due to uncontrollable technical difficulties, that show was deleted in post-production, and
the entire thing, like hours worth of work.
Completely gone. The SD card just defragmented, and it just
so in the middle of her insane show schedule, Jen took the time to come out here. We all took the effort to record, and then it was all gone.
Yeah, it corrupted every file. I couldn't get it back. Yep, poof is right. So that was sad, but
we are back.
We are here. We are alive. We're ready to have some fun, talk a little Disney news, play a Disney game, and we actually have a fun discussion topic tonight.
And we have some Universal news.
We have Universal news. So we are extending our castles to a Hogwarts castle tonight. But the fun part is, too, the discussion topic tonight, instead of it just being a single topic, it's actually going to be a miniaturized game version, if you will, but not a competitive one, but you'll see what we're talking about a little bit. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But first off, Disney news. We're going to start off with the big one of the day. It's the one everybody's been talking about for 2 weeks, and that is the DAS Pass.
Dun, dun, dun.
So is everybody, at this point, I'm pretty sure, as everybody's aware,
she's gone.
She is gone.
She's not gone. She's changed.
She's grown up.
Yeah, she's gone off to college and come back a woman.
they completely changed over the DAS system. They eliminated a lot of things that qualified it before, made it a little, I think, as a travel agent, a little easier, because now they're going to use the same company that Universal is using. So it's going to make it a lot easier if you're trying to go to more than one property to get your disability access systems done correctly. But there is a lot of change to it. A lot of people are upset with it.
You want to know something I just learned about the DAS Pass that I didn't know was a thing?
Sure.
One of the major reasons they had to change it so much is because there was an underground system in play, basically, that travel agencies were booking DAS Pass for people that don't need it, and they were guaranteeing you that frontline access with a DAS Pass because they were using their own family members to get it.
Yeah, I did know there was
faking questionnaires.
There was a stat Disney put out. They said there was 5 times more users in the last 3 years on the DAS system than there ever has been in the past.
They would have, like, on their website, they would have, like, when they ask you this question, say this.
Yeah, they were coaching you through it.
To get you into DAS.
So, unfortunately,
which is terrible.
To those that actually need it, I sympathize with you. I'm sorry if you no longer qualify for it because of so many people trying to abuse the system.
It's terrible.
But you know what's interesting, though? If you also do the math, right about the time they said that the abuses started on the DAS system is right about the same time that Genie Plus rolled out. And they switched over. Think about it.
Because FastPass was less accessible.
Correct. That was a post-COVID change for them, was the Genie Plus system. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's abusing DAS. Why do you think that is?
Such a weird coinky-ding.
Sure. Family
something
of five.
Something free versus something that costs me money.
Yeah. $125 a day, 5 days. I mean,
that adds up quick.
Exactly. Compared to DAS, which is free. I mean, it sucks. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating abusing the system at all. If you didn't need DAS, you should not be on DAS. It's as bad as parking in a handicapped spot when you don't need it. Yes, you get the advantage. Oh, look at this. But what you're really doing is taking away from someone who does actually need it.
Exactly.
And that's terrible. And unfortunately, this is where it comes into play. Everybody abuses it so much, so now Disney had to make changes. It's like when they were doing the free t-shirt thing. You wore something inappropriate or questionable, and Disney's like, hey, can't do that, but here, let's get you a free t-shirt that is acceptable.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, oh, wear something inappropriate, get a free Disney t-shirt. And what do they do now? You don't get a shirt. You get told to leave and change your shirt and come back. Like,
sucks.
What was a cute little thing that Disney did for those that honestly did make that mistake or maybe not realize it was inappropriate or whatever
just
the scenario.
Just not think it through.
Correct. And now they're kind of punished from it.
Now there's a whole string on the, like, on Facebook that's like, is this shirt okay for the parks?
Yeah. It sucks when people abuse the system because
it is
so many good things that just go to waste because people have to just waste it.
I will say this is the system that they're changing is very similar. And I think it's the same company that does Universal's.
Yes.
Because they're outsourcing it.
Yeah. And actually,
it's not even Disney doing it anymore.
From a travel agency perspective, that's actually really nice because now we get to be able to, you know, direct people to the same place. If you're doing dual property, it makes it so much easier now because it's only one questionnaire. The company can kind of help you do both, and it's the same thing, same process, same everything. So that is nice that it's kind of a lot more fluid for clients.
How long is that good for? Like, do I have to, like, if someone did that, like, did they give, I guess, is there a time limit? Like, is it only good for every 5 years or?
No, it's, well, I'm not
That's
sure.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'm not sure on the new system. The old system, DAS used to be good for, I want to say 60 days. 60 or 90 days, something like that. And then you had to reapply for DAS after that. But I don't know in the new system if that changed.
I was just curious because it's like, how often do I have to sit here and tell you about my life and tell you about how, you know, X pains me or what goes on in my life.
According to the Disney website, it's now good for 120 days.
Okay.
So basically, your DAS is good for the length of the ticket or up to 120 days. So
if you have a season pass, it's good for the season, right?
No, it's good for 120 days.
Oh, okay. You said the length of the ticket.
Well, he means like 6 days probably or like.
Yeah, I mean, it might. I don't deal too much with annual passes. I mean, I have one, but I don't have DAS, so I don't actually know if a DAS works all season or not. But for a normal client, it's good for 120 days. So if you're doing two Disney trips within 4 months, you could use the same DAS for it. Otherwise, you just have to reapply.
Good to know. Thank you.
We have a friend we can ask.
I do. I actually have a friend I can ask. I can call her and ask. But in the meantime, the other big piece of news we have for today is our Hogwarts castle instead of our Cinderella castle. But Universal's doing some awesome stuff. And I know we've talked about it before that they're launching, you know, we know they're doing Epic Universe and all this stuff, but they keep dropping new stuff. And what's fun is they're opening up some new hotels. Kat, how many hotels are they opening?
Two.
Okay, right. Two hotels, and that's the Stella Nova.
And you said Terra Luna?
Terra
Luna and the Stella Nova,
Look
yes.
Look at that, I know something.
The interesting part of this, it's going to be the first hotels located on the new South Campus.
So, like, they're going to be with Nintendo World and...
That's where Epic Universe is going to go, Nintendo World, that's all going to be on the South Campus. So, Universal is divided by the highway.
Okay.
So North Campus is the actual what it is now, City Walk, Universal Studios, Islands of Adventure. On the South Campus, the other side of the highway is going to be Stella Nova, Terra Luna Hotels, the new...
DreamWorks.
No, the new Epic Universe.
Or sorry, that's
and,
what I meant.
Helios.
DreamWorks is on Islands of Adventure.
Yeah, DreamWorks is on the North Campus, but Epic Universe will be on the South Campus and their new hotel Helios, which is going to be inside Epic Universe. You're going to be able to walk outside of... It's going to be built like California Adventure. It's like you're going to walk out of your hotel right into the park.
And yeah, and they're pretty reasonably priced from what it looks like.
The Stella Nova Terra Luna are. Helios will not be.
No, but...
Helios is going to be... It hasn't officially been, but by the renderings, I'm guessing they're
top tier. You should just assume that if there's direct access to a park, you have to pay a lot to get in there. It's pretty much the rule with, like, Grand Californian, too. It's like, you have to sell your soul if you want access to a park.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely think they're going to make it, like, a premiere, but they have not officially rolled that out yet.
Interesting.
The other thing with Universal is that we got our first deep dive into Epic Universe section, which is the Isle of Berk, which is the How to Train Your Dragons themed area. We got a bit deeper info of what's going in there. just to sum up briefly, because there is a lot and I highly recommend you go read about it or look it up or whatever. But there's like the big one is the Hiccups Wing Gliders, which is one of the four attractions coming to the area. And it is a small family coaster and it will give you a taste of what it's like to fly on the back of Hiccup and like all the fellow dragons. And you'll get to see like the top of the area and you'll get a really nice aerial view of the land, and it looks pretty fun. Then there's also the Dragon Racers Rally, which will give you like a high flying, like exciting ride, a bit of a faster thing, which looks pretty fun. And then I'm not sure how to pronounce this, if it's fire or fury.
It is the fire drill.
It is the fire drill? Okay.
It's called the fire drill. It's spelled F-Y-R-E, but it is the fire drill.
I'm not into the How to Train Your Dragon franchise.
Yeah, it's actually really cool. What I've been equating this one to as Buzz Lightyear on boats.
Yeah.
So you essentially are going to be on a boat ride going through a river, and you're going to be putting out fires by spraying water from your boat. The fun part is you have to put out fires, but people on the shore can also shoot you on the boat. So there is there is a potential for you to get a little wet too. Yes. The other thing is to mention with Dragon's Racer Rally is there's also a play area over there too. So it's going to be a whole encompassing area where not only is there a ride back there, but there's also going to be a big play area. It's all enclosed in like this. Some outside, some inside. Kids. Yeah, How to Train Your Dragon is very kid-friendly area, and that's kind of that was the design of this. So, because they also put in a Viking training camp, and that's going
to
be
it's similar to like the Jedi training.
Yeah, it's going to be a play area. There's going to be a bunch of different activities, and they're all for Viking training. Like, I know there was one where like you had to lift heavy things, and they were like lifting barrels and stuff. And obviously, it's kid oriented, but it's all Viking training camp, which and
the one that I was just talking about a minute ago, that the Dragon Racers Rally thing, that one is I think the most intense one in the area. It looks like it's like you go like upside down. That's like the big one. No,
oh, I didn't know it went upside
down. You
guys
are giving me looks. Am I wrong? Hang on, let me look this up.
I didn't that I don't know about that.
Because new Viking racers can practice aerobatic maneuvers and high speed barrel rolls on two Viking made dragon riding trainers and reach up to 67 feet in the air. See?
Oh, all right, maybe it is. Yeah. I didn't think it went upside down, but all right, that'd be cool.
Yeah, in the picture it looks pretty like.
Yeah, it reminded me of like an Ocean Motion combination with like a scrambler is what I was getting.
Or like if you've ever been to Cedar Point, it kind of gives me like Troika vibes.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know, but that one looks like the most intense one of the area.
The other one that's really fun that I want to go do is they put a restaurant back there too.
The Meads thing.
The Mead Hall.
Yeah.
Feast like a Viking. It's going to have...
Oh, great. So like... whole bunch of bones with meat and big meat. And
yes, big hunks of meat, big things of ale and
Game
mead.
Of Thrones.
Yes, like it is going to
Where's that area? Can we get a Game of Thrones area?
Dude, I would love to get a Game of Thrones theme park.
It needs to be an adults-only theme park.
I guarantee you, HBO is going to do a Game of Thrones. That would be so much fun.
I know.
Game of Thrones park. There you go. I can go to Winterfell.
Fire and ice.
Go to King's Landing.
Yeah.
Build a wall.
Go to the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so much fun.
Ride the back of a dragon.
That would be so much fun.
I know.
But yeah, How to Train Your Dragon is going to be a super cool, super cool area. Epic Universe is really...
It's coming along.
It's really shaking out to be a really cool thing. Like, I am very excited to see what Epic Universe ultimately does. Like, it's going to be...
Disney, where you at?
Seriously, though.
Oh, and then really quickly, the last thing we needed to tell you is that we got an opening date for DreamWorks Kittyland.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Universal, which is June 19th.
14th.
14th.
June 14th. DreamWorks opens June 14th.
2024. So this summer, go ahead on there. You got the Trolla Coaster, which looks really cute.
Is that the Shrek Swamp?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to go.
Well, good, because we're going June 14th.
Do you remember the Gadgets Go Coaster? The little red one.
We'll go with it.
Okay, with the little red one. Now it's the Trolla Coaster, and you ride in one of the big troll caterpillars.
After the Trolls movie.
I
gathered that.
Oh, well, we were talking Shrek. I didn't know if you thought it was still Shrek.
No, but it looks really cute. And there's something Kung Fu Panda there, too.
Yeah, so keep an eye on our TikTok and our YouTube. We're trying to go down for the 14th to see the grand opening on that weekend. So
we'll see.
We'll hopefully have all the content. If not, we'll probably go the next weekend and go do it. We'll see. But I want to go see Shrek Swamp. That's going to be pretty fun. What are you doing in my swamp?
And in the morning, I'm making waffles.
But yeah, I do wonder what Disney's up to. Like, I know we've talked about this, I don't want to dive into this, but it's just the more and more you see Universal rolling out Epic Universe, new hotels, new transit to and from, new options and opportunities, all this new theming. And
well, they still did put the permit out for the Animal Kingdom area.
Yeah, okay.
So that's coming.
But again, Universal, while also building a new park, is finishing up DreamWorks in Islands of Adventure. I mean, they're updating their existing parks. They're building new parks.
Can Disney build a Bluey park, please? Can we have a kiddie park that's Bluey themed?
This episode of Bluey is called Granny. Make sure you pick up some beans for dinner, Rita.
There you go.
Don't
see, we'll get
the three of us started on Bluey. We'll be here all day.
We'll get a whole Bluey area, and then
we can ride on the Granny Mobile.
Yeah, and then we get the famous quote.
The deal.
Hey, you have to pay for those beans.
Run, Rita! I slipped on my beans.
We can have a ride just dedicated to slipping on my beans.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's all we have for you for the news today, guys. We'll check back with you later at the Disney game.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody, for today's Disney game. I made the game today because I whooped RJ's butt last week in the episode that disappeared.
In the episode that nobody actually got to hear.
Which is so disappointing.
So she's totally lying.
Did you really?
She's totally lying. She didn't kick my butt. She just made it all up. And you can't prove otherwise.
It was so fun, too, because it was Jen's game. Boo-boo. It was Jen's game about, like, Disney history, which is totally my area.
Yeah, but we're gonna play the game again, like different questions, obviously, but play that structure game because that was fun. But I guess you'll get to hear it in the future.
We'll never know.
No idea what we're talking about.
All right, so my game today is pretty simple. I'm going to ask a question that is got multiple answers. So we'll say characters from Beauty and the Beast, and then I will we'll take turns going first. So we'll say RJ can go first. So if I had said characters in Beauty and the Beast, RJ would have to say Belle. And then it would be Kat's turn, and Kat would say Gaston or Beast or whatever.
And then I say Gaston.
And then you go back and forth, and the first one to hesitate or not have an answer is out.
Oh, boy.
Make sense?
Here we go.
And we'll do best out of 10.
You're on, buddy.
Valhalla calling
Ron. I'm over you in that song.
He's addicted to this song, you guys.
I will say, Peyton Parrish does a lot of fun covers, and he did a Valhalla Calling one, and I love it.
Alrighty.
All right, first movie. What do we got? Shaking My Hands. Oh, yeah.
All right, your first question is, name Disney animal sidekicks.
Hey.
Pascal.
Flounder.
Abu.
Sebastian.
Yikes.
And Kat's out.
Let's go.
That was short-lived. All right.
It was panic.
That's why it's hard. Kind of reminds me of that game with, like, the letter spinner. What's that game called?
Tapple,
yeah. Anyways, all righty. We should play that next week. All right. Characters from Sleeping Beauty. Go, Kat.
Flora.
Fauna.
Meriwether.
Aurora.
Prince Philip.
Maleficent.
Maleficent's dragon.
Okay, RJ.
What? I want to read
it. That is not a separate character. It's her.
Diablo.
She doesn't have a pet dragon. She is the dragon.
Diablo.
She's in a different form, you rat.
Diablo.
The owl.
The owl's that. No, you don't get to just.
Oh, you people. You people.
You don't get to just.
Okay, 2-9.
How about King Richard?
2-9. I thought it was King Stefan.
Or King Stefan.
Yeah. There's two kings, though.
But Philip's king?
I don't know.
I thought that was. I don't know. Anyway, she lost. I won. It's okay.
You
suck.
All right. Oh, this is kind of piggybacking, but this one is named fairies. RJ, go.
Tinkerbell.
Meriwether.
Fauna.
Flora.
Maleficent.
Fairy godmother. All right.
Is there another
fairy? There's like the whole, like, all of Tinkerbell's friends that I don't know her name.
That's right, like Silvermist.
I
don't know, like,
any of their names. I was thinking of Silvermist, Violet, Fawn.
I got Mist, but yeah. I got nothing other than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rosetta.
I wasn't thinking about those.
Whatever. Yeah, nope, didn't grow up with those, sorry.
I think the queen fairy's Clara, I think.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Woohoo.
All right, hopefully this one goes for a minute. Pixar movies, go. Cat.
Toy Story.
Cars.
Cars 2.
Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 5. Just kidding, it's not.
No! All right, RJ.
Oh, I forgot my favorite movie. You stopped at now.
Cars 2. There's Cars 3.
Oh. And I forgot Up. Kevin's a girl.
Up. Monsters Inc.
There's so many
Monsters
more movies.
University,
I'm over it.
Bugs
okay?
Life, Incredibles, Incredibles 2.
To her defense, it's late.
I don't function this late, people.
Alrighty.
Don't give me that look.
All right.
Man, we got a lot of fun with that one.
Okay, then maybe.
All right. Songs sung by princesses. RJ, go.
When will my prince come?
That's technically not even the name of it.
Oh my gosh.
Someday my prince will come.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, I'm thinking Cinderella. Oh my gosh, the beginning song. What's it called? Oh my goodness.
No!
Oh my gosh, this is sad.
Provincial town.
No points for that. She didn't even get one.
Reflection.
Thank you for no points for that.
Yeah, that was a no.
Struggle bus.
I see the light.
All right.
I need my bookcase in front
of me.
Characters in The Lion King. RJ, go.
Mufasa.
Simba.
Scar.
Nala.
Timon.
Zazu.
Pumbaa. Rafiki.
Oh no. Oh no.
And I couldn't think of any either in her defense. Do you have any more?
It's the hyenas, but I can't think of any
other
names.
It's Ed, Chauncey, and.
Oh man, she knew it too.
Yeah, once I said it. Yeah. All right. Well, that one's definitely a point.
Suck.
That was funny. And crap.
It's so quick.
All right. Ooh, okay. Characters from Alice in the Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland. Cat, go.
Alice.
Mad Hatter.
Queen of Hearts.
Cheshire Cat.
The Caterpillar.
White Rabbit.
Oh, why are you gonna do this? The little very unhappy birthday to you, little mouse dude. Timothy Mouse. We'll go with it.
Tweedledee.
Tweedledum.
That was 5 seconds. Good job. I was thinking Daisy, her cat.
Oh.
No, yeah. I forgot about Daisy. I could have said the White Queen, too.
Yeah, I was like, does that count? She's not the animated, is she?
I feel like
she just
counts.
Said Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah,
she
I didn't
did
specify.
Say...
I would have given it to her. Alrighty. All right, RJ. I'm hoping for you this one. Name villains.
Hades.
Scar.
Cruella de Vil.
Ursula.
Frollo.
Yikes. Kronk.
Jafar.
Yzma.
Maleficent.
Dang it, you stole my next one. Red Queen.
Evil Queen.
Gaston.
Shan Yu.
Oh, Mother Gothel.
Ooh. Hans.
Yikes. Of the Southern Isles. Bonnie.
Captain.
No, Bonnie's not a villain.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Bonnie's a villain.
Bonnie's not a villain.
No.
Lotso would be a villain.
Gabby. Yeah.
Gabby.
I'll give you Gabby. I'm going to say Hook.
You should have just stopped there. Ken.
Ooh.
Okay, we're good. Good. I just thought of another one. I was like,
Randall.
Doom Zerg.
Oh. Prospect. The Prospector.
Prospector Pete. Oh, Oh, what's the dude from Up? He's the airplane guy.
I can think of time's up.
What's his name?
I don't remember.
That was Charles impressive. Mitch. Oh, wow. Good job.
My next one was going to be Hopper.
I thought of Lotso, but nobody said Lotso.
Yeah, she did, because she said...
Did you say Lotso?
No, I didn't say Lotso.
Well, she said Gabby, and then you all said Lotso.
Technically, I said Lotso instead of Bonnie, and then she said Gabby Gabby, so I gave it to her. But you're right. Oh, technically, okay. We didn't submit Lotso.
All
right. That was a good one. That was a volley right there.
That was a good one.
Struggle's real.
All right.
Could I have used the dentist from Nemo?
Like you could have. Or you could have said...
Mother Gothel.
I should have done Bruce. Hi, Bruce.
Bruce wouldn't be a villain.
He tries to eat them.
He's kind of a villain.
But you could have said Darla.
Darla! You said Mother Gothel. I was thinking the Stabbington brothers.
Huh?
Oh. Does they go with her? I don't know.
Oh, you could have said Horace and Jasper, too.
You know what? Stop eating these things after.
That's when it's easier, when it's done.
Heck, I was still rattling them off pretty good. I was there.
Okay, this one's a bit harder. All right.
Great.
Characters that use a sword.
Hercules.
Mulan.
Aladdin.
I got my sword. Oh, gosh.
That was five. Sorry. I was thinking the guy from Sword in the Snow.
Yo, because I would have pulled that out of my cap.
I don't know.
Should have said Mushu.
That was a hard one.
You forgot your sword.
Yeah, I can't think of many others.
Ooh, okay, Kat, this card's good because you like this movie and RJ doesn't. Name characters from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, I got you. Jack.
Sally.
Mare.
Oogie Boogie.
Zero.
Santa.
Shock.
I don't remember their names.
Yes.
Shock, lock and barrel.
It's.
Good job. Okay.
That's right.
What's the score?
It is 5-4.
Neat.
Oh, I'm actually... Oh, wow. I'm so impressed.
Okay. You guys were just talking about this. Characters from Up. RJ, go.
Kevin.
Leave Kevin's a girl alone. Russell.
Doug.
Mr. Fredrickson.
Charles Lindbergh.
Not his name.
That's not his name. Disqualified. New card.
Oh, come on. Fine.
Ellie. Charles Munch.
I forgot. Well, Charles Munch was the... Yeah. Charles Lindbergh. I just said the wrong name.
I know,
name.
That's what I just left.
But
I
Ellie.
Just said it.
Yeah, I could have used Ellie. I didn't think about Ellie.
All right. Disney movies that have been turned into live action movies.
Time out. Oh, wait. That was 10. So we're at the tiebreaker.
Oh, this is the tiebreaker?
This would be the tiebreaker since she just won Up.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
So we need a good one, a good general one to get a good volley going. Go back to the Pixar movies. That one bombed.
No! All right.
Name non-Disney Pixar movies.
Characters that are known... Oh, we won't even do that. Characters who wear red. RJ, go.
What?
Okay,
never Pick mind. A better one than
okay.
that.
Okay, I got Boo. Nothing.
I mean, Hook.
I got Cusco.
Mulan. Cusco.
Mother Gothel.
Okay, shut up. I gave you a chance and you took it. Okay. Characters who use magic. RJ, go.
Elsa.
Little Lady of Willow of the Wick.
Maleficent.
Oh, goodness. Tangled, because she's got magic hair.
Whose name is?
Rapunzel.
There you go. I was giving her an extension.
Mother Gothel.
Fairy Godmother.
Evil Queen.
Flora.
Fauna.
Meriwether.
If we're going to really volley that one. Merlin.
Tinkerbell?
No, that's not magic. That's pixie dust.
Pixie dust is magic.
What?
Is allowed. Continue.
Fine. Hey. Peter Pan.
Forget you and your life. Yzma uses potions. So we're going with Yzma.
That's science. She makes it. She doesn't. No, that's not magic. She makes that. That's science.
How does science turn a man into a cow? That's magic if I've ever heard of it.
She's making potions. She's in her
potions
lab.
Potions are magic.
Make me a potion.
She has a lab.
Turn me into a cow right now or it doesn't count.
Tell me in science. Tell me in science.
Call your biology teacher from ninth grade and be like, how do you make me a cow?
Fine. Coco.
Oh. What's the bad guy's name? Miguel Cruz. Señor De La Cruz.
De La Cruz. There you go.
De La Cruz.
Oh, this Moana.
This is bad. This is very bad. Tahiti.
Maui.
Yikes. I was so close to kicking your butt. Hades!
Hercules.
Doesn't have magic.
He's half god.
Yeah.
If you're going to count Hades, you got to count Hercules.
Okay, I'm cutting this in the butt. This didn't work. We need a new card. Okay, last one.
Just going on that, I was going to say Jafar, then this, Zeus, then Hermes.
I was like, and the Coco is, and the Tahiti.
We're making some stretches here.
Like, okay.
Yikes.
Oh my god.
The rock trolls from Frozen.
That would be very accurate. I'm gonna go talk to some trolls about my feelings. Oh, such a good movie.
All right. Characters from The Princess and the Frog. Cat, go.
Oh, come on.
Tiana.
Naveen.
Mama Odie.
Louie.
Ray.
Oh my god, Evangeline!
Oh,
dang, Nabby, you were so close.
I know.
Mama, Tiana's mom.
Yeah.
What's her name?
She doesn't have a name.
She's just
so Tiana's you can't
mom.
Just say Mama.
Why? She plays a huge part. Mama, I don't have time for dancing. That's just gonna have to wait a while. What else you got? Because you got Louis, you got Reagan. I'm running out of answers here. Because
yeah, I'm out of answers
that's
here.
That's no one said good. Facilier.
Oh, oh shit, facility.
You all suck. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
This is hurting, friends.
Okay. We need a general one. Don't movies get cut out so quick because you only have X amount of characters.
Okay.
The magic, the Pixar movies, those are.
Okay, the magic.
Disney. Sorry, that didn't work. Disney characters who are birds.
Iago.
Kevin.
Zazu.
Yikes.
Yeah, I was like, there's not that many bird characters.
I can think of at least two more.
Well, it's on you.
I know, we're in trouble, because I'm thinking little bluebirds from Cinderella. Who don't have names.
Oh, I got one more. I did think of one more.
You already said Kevin. You said Iago.
Said Zazu.
Said Zazu. Nothing.
Time's up.
Diablo.
You suck.
I was thinking Diablo. I was thinking Jim from Dumbo. Jim Crow. I was thinking.
Oh. I would have never thought of that.
I was thinking Scuttle from.
Oh, all right, yeah. I had a couple more that I was thinking. All right, so I take the win today with the tiebreaker at 6.
That was a good job, guys. Not really, you sucked, but that it was all right.
That was fun, though. I liked that. That was very easy, but very hard at the same time.
Jen would have probably valued you better, so.
That was fun.
No, you only lost by one. You did pretty good.
Thanks, kids.
But let us know at home how you guys did. Comment online. Drop us a tweet. Drop us a DM. Let us know how you did, because I'm curious.
I hope somebody
were you keeping up with our. Excuse me. Were you keeping up with our volley? Or
we also didn't use any background music this time.
Oh yeah, we did not.
I noticed that about halfway through.
Well.
Made my brain hurt.
It was fun.
Next time, but stick with us here. We're gonna come right back with today's discussion topic. So hang on in there.
Welcome back, friends. It is now time for the Disney discussion.
Yay! So today's discussion topic is going to be a little fun. So basically, we are going to pick random items out of a hat, and we are going to say how we would change that item. Today's theme is General Disney World. There's some restaurants in there, some hotels in there, some rides, some shows, mixture of all things Disney World. To make things a little more fun, instead of picking out of a hat, we're picking out of a Figment popcorn bucket.
Yay!
So, let us get our first topic.
Oh, magic Figment.
And the first one up, the Beauty and the Beast live stage show, Hollywood Studios. Now, how would you change that?
I would pick another movie. I think it's been Beauty and the Beast for a really long time. Okay. I feel like even I know the choreography to it. But I think they do a really good job with it. And I would keep the same cast and I would keep the same choreographer and everything. I think I would just do a different movie. I would love to see a Tangled or a Mulan or
That's
something.
That's a lot of work.
Okay. I would change it by completely doing a 180. I am a big fan when Disney does these original mashup shows that they do rather than just doing a verbatim movie on a live stage. Like, my favorite show of all time is the Pixar show in Disneyland Paris, and it mixes together five different Pixar movies in an original story. They have to help this person compose a song for school, and she loses the music pages, and one page goes into all these different movies. So Toy Story is one of them, Finding Nemo's one of them, Up is one of them, and it's just fun because they all have a song, but there's an original song in there too. So I would like to see a mashup, whether you make it a couple of different movies, you know, maybe it's multiple princess movies, maybe it's Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Rapunzel, and Frozen, or maybe it's, you know, I don't know what it is, but
Mickey's Magical Map is my favorite one of that style.
I would like to see an original show with a mashup of multiple movies with some type of original song. Make it something unique to Florida that people will want to go see.
Cute. All right, Kat.
I'm conflicted. I like the Paris, like not Paris, but like in the Paris, France pavilion, how they have like the show of like LeFou's point of view.
Okay.
And I'm like, I kind of would like to see that acted out, but at the same time, I'm like, do we just jazz up the show a little bit and add some of the like live action songs that you don't have?
Oh, that's a good idea.
So you'd like to see just a remake of the same show, another Beauty and the Beast, but mix in some of the live action songs.
That's a good idea, I think.
Jazz me up some. I don't know.
Okay. So
I like that.
New choreography, new song, same show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not new songs, more songs.
Okay, more songs. My bad.
No, I say new because then you're running it. You're running me ragged.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired. I just want to go ride something.
So maybe just don't do the animated movie at all and make it a stage version of the live action.
Okay, next one up. The Figment ride in Epcot.
Touch it.
Don't tell Figment.
I actually, and I feel like people judge me on this, but I actually am for a remodel. I don't want to see the Figment ride go away, but I feel like the ride is very out of date. And I think all of the dark rides, they keep the dark rides, but they get updates. They get new things added, new animatronics. They get new special effects. Like, the screens that they use in there are old school plasma screens. They're not the updated LED or projection. The one room where you go in and they're doing the eye test, it's just, you know, it's a true old school dark ride. There's no special effects. There's no way. I feel like you could do so much more with that ride. Keeping the spirit of Figment, keeping the fun, energeticness that is Figment.
And the man in the moon, he just tilts from side to side.
Yeah, and like when you go through Figment's house, it's all just upside down figurines in blacklight painting.
Yeah.
You could do so much more with just what's already there with all the new special effects and everything.
I think a good example of that is the Alice in Wonderland ride at Disneyland.
Yeah.
They kept it a classic dark ride, but they used a lot more advancements, and they just added better lighting and just gave it a fresh coat of paint. And
yeah, I think it needs a refresh. I don't think it needs to be gutted. I don't want to change it or get rid of it. I love Figment to death. I just think the ride needs a little bit of an upgrade.
And
I think
you could do 100%.
You could do some very fun things with the modern tech that we have.
I agree 100%. And I would like to see maybe some more story involved with like the Dream Finder, something like the original
Take
Figment
the little
ride.
Gold book and put it in.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Or maybe change the line queue so you're not just going through the random university hallways. Make it a little educational and give a backstory of Figment.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Like, you know, Winnie the Pooh, they have all those interactive things, but they also tell the story of Winnie the Pooh on the walls.
Yeah, and Peter Pan does the same thing.
And Peter Pan, you go through Wendy's bedroom.
Yeah. So would you switch the queue to the back of the place where you're in Figment's Funhouse and all the interactive?
Yeah, maybe that you change the Funhouse to the front. I don't know what you would do, but I think the line queue definitely needs updated. I think it's really old school, and I don't think people really understand it.
I think a lot of people don't even realize it's there.
Yeah, like, they don't realize the, like...
They haven't seen Flubber. Like, these kids haven't seen, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
You see the,
like,
reference to the
Mom,
other...
what's this? It's like, oh my gosh, my heart just broke a little bit. And I'm that old now?
Yeah, that's true. They cut out all the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids stuff. That's not there anymore. There's never really been Flubber in Disney too much. I mean, those are classic movies, too. But if you're not going to use them in your parks, take them out. Do more adventure... of focus on Figment, like you said, add in the Dreamfinder a little bit more, add some backstory.
And what's interesting specifically about Figment is, like, they tried that because we had the original Figment, and then we had the Figment remake, which was Figment at Extra Imagination or something like that with the Dreamfinder and with all of this stuff, and it didn't work, and they changed it, and they were like, we're never touching it again because we messed up.
Yeah, but you know what, too? I think what's interesting with Figment is that in the last, I'll say, 5 years, Figment has really become a staple.
Oh, yeah, he's tripled in popularity.
Absolutely. It's just like when Stitch came out. Stitch changed the game. Everybody loved the Stitch ride, and everybody loved the Stitch character, and it took over everything. Well, same thing with Figment. Epcot really now, I mean, look at it. The Festival of the Arts is pure Figment themed. They're using, for some odd reason, they're using Figment for Food and Wine.
I'm so mad about that. Instead of
Remy, but, like, they're really selling that IP. Look at the Figment popcorn buckets.
God,
I mean,
when
those first dropped, people were paying $200-$300 on eBay for one.
Yeah.
So how popular? They dropped a second Figment popcorn bucket, and I own them both. But, like, he's very popular. I think adding some backstory now would make a lot of people happy and appreciate the love of the character that they already have.
I give it, like, 2-3 years before we get a Figment movie.
Oh, 100%. I feel like they're already doing it.
Probably. We just don't know yet.
I want new smells, though, because I'm really tired of smelling burnt coffee.
Oh, yeah. No more skunk.
I need, like, some cherry or something in there.
I really wish they would do the cherry or rose or smells. Like, oh, look at the sweet orange smells. Oh, look at the cherry smells. Oh, skunk. Like,
yeah.
Don't just do skunk. I agree. Okay. Yeah. Great. Okay. Talk. Next one up.
Go team.
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
How would I change that?
Ooh.
That's a thinker.
Throw in a carriage ride. I want a horse carriage ride around the castle.
The line for that would be so long.
And maybe some fake snow, okay? Make it snow in Disney.
Fake snow would be fun.
I would change it by adding more to other parts of the park. Very Merry Christmas Party does 90% of their stuff down Main Street. The nighttime show is at the castle. The projection show is at the castle. The parade does stretch through Magic Kingdom, not just down Main Street, but then predominantly down Main Street. The only thing in the Christmas party is you have some very random character meet and greets, and you have the treat stations. If you did Jollywood Nights was really fun because the one attraction, they had the DJ going in the main square there by the Hollywood Theater. They had the Frozen Theater turned into the Jack Skellington show. They turned the Beauty and the Beast live stage show into the Muppets Merry Christmas Party. They spread you out across Hollywood Studios. All of your favorite character meet and greets were on the other side of the water in the front by the Indiana Jones ride. So they stretched you out over Hollywood Studios so it didn't have everybody in the same corner.
Yeah.
Christmas Party kind of focuses that. I wish there was smaller stuff in all the lands that really stretched the party out through Magic Kingdom, not just predominantly on Main Street. Like, in Halloween, they do that dance party over in Tomorrowland, but if you don't have little kids, the dance party's really not that, like, going. Why not have some kind of stage show on that stage in Tomorrowland?
Or do, like, Disneyland doesn't do random character trick-or-treat stations?
Yeah, engage your treat stations a little bit more.
You know what would be really cute?
What?
If they did, like, if they had little baggies that looked like Christmas stockings, and they had, like, their own version of a treat trail like they do in Halloween, but you fill the stocking.
Yeah, cookies. That'd be cute.
Cookies, yeah. Cookies.
Well, they already do like cookies and hot chocolate, but like.
And candy canes.
They could do little like quote unquote presents, but they like cheapy stuff like stickers or buttons or.
Yeah, they could.
Maybe like, a collector like, pin for coming to the party and.
Yeah, they did hand out at Jollywood Nights, they did hand out a pin or an ornament as you left Jollywood Nights. Chain, you got handed like an ornament. That's true.
We could fill us, go on a present trail and.
That's true. Like have a
fill
parting
your stocking.
Gift. I did appreciate cute. That with Jollywood Nights when you walked out. We still have it hanging on our Christmas tree every, you know, we hung it on Christmas. That was fun to yeah. walk out and be like, oh, look, a present.
I want a Sandy Claus.
Or a Sandy Claus, yeah. Yeah.
That'd be cute.
And Noogie Boogie on the other side, just to jazz it up a
little. Well, and that's the other thing, too. I mean, at Halloween, that is like the biggest thing there is the meet and greet with Jack and Sally. True. Christmas, the meet and greet is Mickey and Minnie in their Christmas outfits. Why don't we get some exclusive Christmas characters?
There really aren't.
Well.
Bring out Tim Allen. Hire him. Please.
No, but we need the little angel from the Beauty and the Beast Christmas special.
No, but I mean, like, I feel like you could do, I don't know, maybe you're not, but like you could do Beauty and the Beast. They have a Christmas movie and she has a Christmas outfit.
RJ just wants them to make a new Christmas movie and then do the
Well, there you go. Make a new Christmas movie. Get me a character. No, I'm an advocate of spreading it out a little bit more. I think the Christmas party gets a little bogged up. I liked Oogie Boogie Bash because they spread it out over the whole park. The treat stations and all the villain meet and greets are kind of independent of each other, and they have that spooky walkthrough. There's a lot of stuff at Oogie Boogie Bash in California because they spread you out.
Yeah.
All right. Ken, anything on the Christmas party?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Maybe some reindeer. What a petting zoo. Make it happen.
Reindeer petting zoo. There you
Be
go.
Be cute.
Make one of them Rudolph. Maybe Max right. in there.
Here's the next one.
There used to be a petting zoo at Disney.
Oh, goodness.
The All-Star Sports Resort.
Rip it down. Start it up. No!
Oh, my Whoa. God.
Oops.
Technical difficulties. My bad.
Jay.
Well, there you
Jay
go. You
got to Valhalla.
See, you got a little bit of the Valhalla cover from Peyton Parrish there. All right. Whoops.
Not let him have his computer.
Okay. All-Star Sports Resort. What are we changing?
Everything. Down, Take it over. Down and start over.
Start over.
All three of us do not like that resort.
So are you saying start over is in like a complete re-theme?
Did you say All-Star Sports or All-Star Music?
I said All-Star Sport.
Okay, yeah, get rid of it.
But I will say you could even generalize this to the All-Star Resorts if you don't want to just focus on sport.
No, see, I think sport is different than the other All-Stars. I think all the All-Stars need more attention in general. However, All-Star Sports is the only one that is not directly Disney-themed. It's just kind of there, and it's like humongous and the bus stops are nowhere near the rooms, and it's just there's so many problems with that one.
What's the matter? You don't like your hike to the baseball field?
Yeah, no, they need to start over.
No, I agree. I
take
don't
it down to its roots.
I don't like the theming of it. I don't like the decor of it. If you're gonna do sports, then go all the way and do sports.
I mean, you could do Mickey sports. They have like a whole little football animation.
But
of
this
that.
Is what I mean. Like
you could make Minnie a cheerleader and it'd be kind of cute.
Yeah, and there's
like
a Goofy football short.
Yeah, it's making Goofy.
Yeah, but not only that, you have sport movies. Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
You have High School Musical, which you could theme basketball with the Wildcats.
Yeah.
You have all the Air Bud movies. You have Air Bud football, baseball, basketball.
You name it, it's probably Air Bud.
You have a lot of Disney sports movies.
Yeah.
You have Chicken Little, that's baseball themed. Zombies is cheerleading. I mean, you have a lot of movies that have sports in them, and yet your theming is a big surfboard.
Yeah.
Kind of basic, yeah.
Literally.
Like, why is it
TV at each movie? Oh my gosh, surfing.
Why is it at All-Star Movie, you get the big Dalmatian, and All-Star Sport, you get a big surfboard? Why is it at All-Star
Pop
Music?
Century, you also have the Goofy with the surfboard, like, hanging out somewhere there?
Yes.
Yeah, it was like Pop Century has a cute little like,
yeah, they
Goofy
have
with a car and
yeah. Why is it with All-Star Music you get that beautiful Three Caballeros statue in the middle of the pool with a fountain on it, and All-Star Sport, you get a circle?
Yeah.
It's like they decided we got to build this third resort, but we have no money or no effort. So let's just here, throw this up and we'll call it sport. Like, I don't mind the sport theming, but even when you compare it to its sister properties, sports fall short on everything.
That's what I'm saying.
The pool is so basic and crappily designed compared to the other two. The statues are not there. The theming's not there. When you walk in, you don't see Disney sports. You see actual sport athletes. Like, LeBron James is on the wall at Disney.
Yeah, Simone Biles is there.
Simone Biles, like, all the athletes. Like, no, I want Disney characters. I'm in a Disney freaking resort. Art of Animation, you get those beautiful murals on the walls. Like, the other value resorts have the decor.
I think if they wanted to keep it, they could, like you said, like just add do the Disney stuff. Yeah. But I think in general, they just need to take it down. The sports theme didn't work for them, and I think they need to do something else.
Yeah, I mean,
I even get the idea that
I think sports could work, but I think you didn't make it Disney, and I think that's what everybody hates. I think if I have a client who's got little kids, 2-3 years old, I send them the movies or I send them the music before I would ever send them to sport.
Yeah.
Or art of animation.
Yeah, but I'm like, budget-wise, the All-Stars generally are the same, give or take. Fair enough. Like, if I'm sending a client to All-Star, I will always default to movies first, music second, and then sports third.
Yeah.
Movies is very beautifully designed and themed. It's colorful. It's bright. It's characters galore. To a 3-year-old, that is Disney heaven.
True.
Sport, literally nothing. The other problem sport has, and I don't think this is fair to the other guests, and I think Disney needs to start giving people warnings. Stop hosting cheerleader competitions at All-Star Sport and not tell people. Stop it. Just stop it. If you are not affiliated with a cheerleading group and you have the unfortunateness of being in the All-Star Sport resorts, especially the football field, and you get woken up at 8 in the frickin' morning on a Saturday because the cheerleaders are doing routines and preparing for the competition that day, you are getting hosed, and it sucks.
Someone get woken up?
All I'm going to say is warn people. Disney should do a better job of putting out
noise control.
No, not even noise control, but just putting out an email alert or a schedule to booking agencies to within their own system. Warning, Disney cheerleader weekend. Boom. Your dates coincide with hosting.
Money. Why would I warn you?
Because I'll put them at a different resort. You're not losing money. I'm just changing the resort.
I'm losing money. You're not coming.
Or Disney does need to do a better job with noise control. Stop letting the cheerleaders rehearse on the football field at 8 a.m. Restrict them to 10 a.m. or later. Because I think that's wrong. And I think a lot of people get in trouble with that. Not in trouble with that, but just get screwed with that. Because, you know, they're tired. They want to go to bed. And they've got all these young girls running up and down doing cheerleading at 10 at night. Okay, there's not much you're going to do with that, but still, like, 8 a.m., they don't need to be out doing routines on the football field. Warn people or do a better job of moving them away.
It's also weird because when you think conventions, you think
Coronado Springs.
Thank you. You think Coronado, not sports. Because I was there for Dance the Magic, which is a sport, which is dance, but we were at Coronado.
Yeah, but I've noticed more and more they're hosting those at Disney All-Star Sport.
It's interesting.
Dance the Magic, last time we were down in December, Dance the Magic was actually hosted at Sport, not Coronado. They hosted the last cheerleading competition at Sport, not Coronado. I feel like Disney thinks, which kind of makes sense from a business standpoint, put them at Sport, your cheapest hotels on property, you're not going to lose nearly the amount of revenue that you're going to lose on discounting a Coronado room versus discounting a Sport. But I think that's a big issue with Sport too. So I would change it by creating better parameters and controlling your guests when they're doing these tournaments. I'd retheme it. I think we're all in agreement. We would retheme it.
Major work.
Yeah.
All right. Last one I'm picking.
All right. Emily's picking the last one. Do you want to hear more about Valhalla while we wait?
All right. The Disney Skyliner.
Ooh. Okay.
Add more stops, like different places.
I agree.
Not just
more stops.
Epcot Hollywood Studios.
Okay, where? Let me expand on that. Where would you put the stops?
Put one in magic.
So okay, so
that'd be hard though, because I mean,
let me ask this a different way. Are you adding to the existing Skyline Trail, or are you putting in a second Skyliner system?
If that's not, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, like that I'm not talking about just adding onto the existing, because logistically putting one in Magic Kingdom off that same system would be rather difficult.
Yeah.
But what if you just put in a second Skyliner system? Skyliner A, the one that runs from Art of Animation to Epcot in Hollywood, and Skyliner B that runs from where?
Yeah.
Because I would love to see a Skyliner go to Animal Kingdom. That's just me, but I would really love to see an Animal Kingdom stop. The only way to get out there right now is busing, and it's pretty far from everything else. So with traffic and everything else, it does take you a hot minute to get out there unless you're at Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's also the only place you can really get busing to the water parks. Like, unless you're at Coronado Springs or the All-Star Sports Resorts, you don't get busing to the water parks. You got to go to Animal Kingdom and then transfer to a Water Kingdom bus. So it would be great if there was a Skyliner access at Animal Kingdom that could alleviate some of the busing issues at Animal Kingdom.
True. I don't know. Food for thought.
I don't know, but I'm like, that's kind of silly because Animal Kingdom closes typically like 5, 6, 7. Like, it closes early.
Sure.
So you're going to shut down that part early.
Yeah.
I'm trying to alleviate some of the issues of busing and craziness that is Magic. So I would put it Magic to maybe your farther out rear. I was like, farther out resorts, but I mean,
Magic, I don't know if it makes sense because you've already got three types of transit there. Like, you have the boating, you have the monorail, and you have the busing.
Yeah.
Adding Skyliner, I don't necessarily know if that would alleviate any more pressures.
No, you're just running out of space to put things too.
Well, that too. I mean, to put a Skyliner system
in, where you're going to drop people off in.
You'd have to make another like water platform similar to how you have Art of Animation and Pop Century.
Yeah, you'd always have to make like an island with a bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
What I think would be nice is a second piece over at Hollywood Studios. You have a, you know, if you look at the main system right now, Art of Animation Pop Century only runs to Caribbean Beach. Mm-hmm. Then you get off and you either have the Hollywood Studios line or the Epcot line. Mm-hmm. Add a second line out of Hollywood Studios that would run you down to the back half of Epcot, just like you have now, but incorporate the Swan and Dolphin resorts, incorporate Boardwalk, incorporate Beach Club.
But you could walk from Boardwalk to Epcot.
Right.
But you're in Hollywood.
But off of Hollywood, then, you have all that open land behind you. That would be nice, too.
Make me more park.
The other thing is, too,
transit, more park.
What would be fun is right now they have busing, but it would be fun, too, to see a Skyliner system go to Downtown Disney.
That'd be kind of nice.
I'm sorry.
That would be convenient.
Disney Springs.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Yeah. If you could add a... Like, right now, French Quarter and Riverside do get a boat, but what if we could add a Disney Springs Skyliner stop to French Quarter, and then from there, run it down to the Caribbean Beach line?
Yeah. Or,
again, I'd have to look at a map to be more specific, but it'd be nice to see some type of Skyliner system out of Disney Springs.
That'd be kind of cool.
That would be convenient.
A lot of people don't realize there's actual busing at Disney Springs, but it's in that far right corner, and then your boating is in the far left corner.
Yeah, I didn't realize you could take a boat there.
We did take the boat there.
No, I thought we took it, huh?
From French Quarter. We took the boat from French Quarter.
I thought we took it from Magic to French Quarter.
Nope.
To go get me some beignets.
No. No, we took a bus to French Quarter, and then we had to go back down to Disney Springs and get our car.
Mind blown.
So what? We took the boat from...
Okay, take me back to Disney, refresh my memory.
Okay. So...
Well, I think that's everything for today.
Yeah, I think that's it for tonight. Do you agree with our assessments? Do you agree with our changes? Do you think we should change something else? Do you think that we're totally nuts and shouldn't change the things that we're saying we're changing? Where would you put a new Disney Skyliner if you had the choice to put a new Skyliner stops? Let us know in the comments. We always appreciate the contact. We always appreciate keep sending us stuff on TikTok and sending us stuff on Instagram. I love engaging with you guys when you send us stuff. It's always fun, so do make sure to do that. Like and subscribe us on all our social media channels. Please give us the love. We appreciate any and all support you do. And please don't forget, check out our YouTube channel. Tons of POVs on there. We've done festival reviews for Festival of the Arts. We did a food and wine one. A flower and garden. We're going to go down for food and wine. We are going to go see the new drone show in May. So tons of new content coming out. So please make sure to check out our YouTube channel and subscribe so you see all of our latest content. But until then, we will see you guys next time.
Thanks so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Castle to Castle podcast. Make sure you check out our social media and visit us online at www.castletocastlepodcast.com. Be sure to tune in next time, and we will brighten your Disney day as usual.